Here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 9th of June, 2017. It's the birthday of the man who wrote, "I Get a Kick Out of You, You're the Top. Let's Do It, Let's Fall in Love." Cole Porter, born in Peru, Indiana, 1891. Most of his great songs written within a 10-year period. Between 1928, his first musical, Paris, and a terrible riding accident he suffered in 1937. His horse rolled and crushed his legs. Doctors said that his right leg should be amputated, maybe his left as well, and Cole Porter refused. He preferred to be in pain. And he lived with pain for more than 20 years, continuing to write songs, until 1958, when after 34 operations, he finally agreed to have the leg amputated, an operation from which he never recovered. He told friends, "I'm only half a man now," and never wrote another song. For the musical Kiss Me, Kate, he wrote, "Of all the types of men I've met in our democracy, I hate the most the athlete with his manner bold and brassy. He may have hair upon his chest, but sister, so has Lassie. Oh, I hate men." It's the anniversary of the publication of the first true dime novel, 1860, a novel called Malieska, The Indian Wife of the White Hunter by Anne Stevens. It was wrapped in a salmon-colored cover, and it actually did cost 10 cents. Theodore Dreiser tried writing dime novels in the Diamond Dick series. Louisa May Alcott published more than 30 of them under a pseudonym, A.M. Barnard. She liked writing them, thought they were easier to write, novels with Indians and pirates and wolves and bears and damsels in distress in them. Upton Sinclair wrote boys' adventure novels. He would dictate them to a stenographer, about 6,000 or 8,000 words a day. And it's the birthday of the novelist Baroness Berta von Suttner, born in Prague, 1843. She traveled all over Europe, and at the age of 33, she became secretary to the industrialist Alfred Nobel. Berta Suttner was a peace activist, very active in the peace movement in Europe. Alfred Nobel had made his fortune as the inventor of dynamite and later through the development of weapons. And it was her influence on him that convinced Nobel to leave money for the creation of the Nobel Peace Prize. Here's a poem for today by Elizabeth Barrett Browning, her sonnet 43. How do I love thee? Let me count the ways. I love thee to the depth and breadth and height my soul can reach when feeling out of sight for the ends of being and ideal grace. I love thee to the level of every day's most quiet need by sun and candlelight. I love thee freely as men strive for right. I love thee purely as they turn from praise. I love thee with the passion put to use in my old griefs and with my childhood's faith. I love thee with the love I seemed to lose with my lost saints. I love thee with the breath, smiles, tears of all my life, and if God choose, I shall but love thee better after death." Sonnet 43 by Elizabeth Barrett Browning. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by Home Advisor, matching homeowners with background-checked professionals for home projects from minor repairs to major remodels. See homeowner reviews, compare prices, and book appointments at homeadvisor.com. And by the Poetry Foundation, you can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes Store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.